Gina Kaufman, and our Friday food show is almost over, but we can't say goodbye without giving you a drink to pair with your dessert. Prosecco. Who am I kidding? The sweet bubbly wine native to Italy is a perfect dessert in and of itself. Now let's meet one Kansas City woman who agrees, so much so that she brought Prosecco back with her from Vicenza. She shares it in a novel way. KCUR's Andrea Tudhope has the story.
Picture the streets of Italy. Narrow alleys, tall sloping buildings, cobblestone streets, and a tiny three-wheeled truck that seems to defy gravity. The Piaggio Ape.
I remember the first time we saw them, we were just like, what? What is that?
The Piaggio Ape is designed like a Vespa scooter with one tiny wheel in the front, but functions as a truck with a truck bed built over two rear wheels. Hence the head scratching.
I swear the first time I saw it, it was like two large men and a dog in this tiny, tiny truck.
Katie Currid says they're all over Italy.
They'll be in like back alleys because, you know, the roads in Italy are very small. They do trash work or they help pick grapes for the vineyards.
They're farm vehicles, but Katie says she even saw people baking pizzas in the back of a few Piaggios. Her husband Tyler was deployed to Italy, where they spent 4 years. They lived in Vicenza, which is in the northern region of the country. It was there that Katie took a trip down Prosecco Road. Literally.
They call it Prosecco Road, so there's a road that you can travel on to hit all the vineyards in the DOC actual Prosecco area. So I went out there a few times, and then it was so cheap to drink wine. Like, you would go to the grocery store, and sometimes it was just cheaper to drink wine than it was to drink water. So you drank wine.
And it was over wine that the idea came to her. She wanted to bring a Piaggio Ape back to the States and start a Prosecco truck. Like a food truck for bubbles. A way to deliver the bubs any time of day in true European fashion.
It's not taboo to drink it for lunch. It's not taboo to imbibe because people don't get crazy because it's just a part of the lifestyle.
After extensive research and running from military office to embassy to other random governmental building and back again, all while 7 months pregnant, Katie finally got the go-ahead for that special shipment of a tiny Piaggio Ape signed, sealed, and delivered all the way to Liberty, Missouri. All they needed was a name.
So when our son was born in Italy, and in the hospital, they kept calling him Patatino.
Ino means little in Italian. Katie says one day Tyler came up with the idea. Fisolino.
Fisolino.
Right. Fisolino. For the past year, they've rented it out as a mobile bartending service. There are three taps.
We fill it with sangria a lot. We're doing like apple cider tomorrow because it's getting into fall. We can do like a flavored lemonade. And then we do a lot of local beer like Boulevard Wheat or Casey Dunkel.
But there's always one tap for Prosecco.
You have it with cheese. You have it with, you know, pasta. You have it all the time.
Even for dessert.
We just wanted to bring a piece of that back with us because we love Kansas City and we loved Italy, and we just kind of wanted to find a way to marry those two lifestyles.
Andrea Tudhope spoke with Katie Currid about the Fisolino, the Prosecco truck she runs with her husband Tyler here in town.